Madam President, I want to join with my colleagues, Senator Mikulski and Senator Hutchison and Senator Nelson from Florida, in asking all senators to support this amendment. Senator Mikulski and I have worked hard with the others to craft a bill here that addresses the priorities of our members. Yet, despite our generous allocation, the funding necessary for NASA to aggressively pursue the President's, quote, vision for space exploration cannot be accommodated without this amendment. Since the tragedy of the Space Shuttle Columbia breaking up during the reentry in February of 2003, NASA has spent $2.7 billion to make the shuttle program as safe as possible to ensure our nation continues to be the leader in space exploration. Unfortunately, as been pointed out by Senator Mikulski and Senator Hutchison, the NASA budget requests have not adequately restored, Madam President, the necessary resources in their subsequent requests. Instead, the costs have been absorbed from within NASA. Science funding has been cut significantly, and programs not directly associated with the exploration vision are being deferred, delayed, or canceled. By slowing down the cutting-edge science carried out by NASA, we're mortgaging our future. The foundation for technological leadership and the successes of tomorrow are built on the investments that we make in NASA today, Madam President. NASA's research and cutting-edge technological advancements have driven science and innovation in this country since the dawn of the space age. We're shortcoming our future by not fully funding science, innovation, and space exploration. This critical knowledge will be needed in the years to come to make human exploration of the moon and other planets a reality. These effects, Madam President, cannot be ignored any longer if we are to maintain our leadership and our presence in space. With the burden of correcting the dramatic presidential budget cuts in critical justice programs and in NOAA, it's increasingly difficult for the committee to find the resources necessary to keep NASA on the right track. In order to balance the lack of support for NASA's science and aeronautics programs in the budget request, there are a few options left to consider. The adoption of this amendment, offered by Senator Mikulski and Senator Hutchison, the adoption of the amendment will not only respond to the pressing needs brought about by tragic accident, but will also send a clear signal that Congress is serious about ensuring that the U.S. retains its leadership position in space exploration. I would urge all my colleagues to vote for this amendment. It's sorely and direly needed now.